faculties, still has a very intelligent mind. And you want to describe him, you say he's intelligent.
As old a man as you think he is, I've heard that used a lot.
Is the term "peer" ever used?
Yes, old. It's "peer." Yeah. "Peer" old man. Heard that. It's "spry" old man. You hear that used once in a while.
How about "thrifty"?
Yeah, "thrifty." You hear that used?
And children sometimes won't go by a graveyard after dark because they're
afraid
of what?
Spooks. Spooks, or you'd say goats. Or...
And if these are in the house, or you think these are in the house, you'd say the house is...
Haunted, some of them said, but the old southern way of saying it's haunted.
A person who takes no pride in his appearance, always wears just rags and
slouchy.
And a person who will smoke cigarettes, perhaps, and doesn't pay any attention to them, and the ash falls down on him, burns a hole in his shirt. Those things
well,
like that.
So
when he smokes, he's...
You'd hear it different ways, filthy, and then you'd hear it.
Carrots.
Hmm?
Carrots.
Person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what.
Stubborn.
I sometimes think this is my trouble.
I guess we're all good at it.
Of course, I realize I just think this. I'm not really that way. I'm very broad-minded.
Well, there's a lot of I learn more about it when I get, as I get older now. Every day.
Why, George, I do too. I just look back and think, now, if I'd just done this at this time, or if I just had kept my mind open a little more. A person who takes offense at little things.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Use another word you might be trying to mock up. Mountain Elevanesville, or you'd hear a lot of different, is that what you have reference to?
Yeah, well, you say, don't play a practical joke on him because he's...
Oh, yeah, he'll take it serious, or you'll get mad.
I'm sorry, I have that one.
He don't go for those kind of foolish things.